This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Move on to our next guest.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Bit of a regular.
I'll just say that. Well, I think we've interviewed Melinda a couple
probably
of times,
four or five times over the years. Is she there? Yeah,
we have Melissa Martin, who is from the Linden New Art Gallery. Melinda, are you on the phone?
I am indeed. It's nice to hear your voices.
Well, it's our pleasure, and it's always lovely to chat to you because so much goes on at Linden, doesn't it, New Art? And there's always been a story for you to come in and tell us about. And, of course, the big story right now is entries for the postcard show, which is your big postcard show. But give us a bit of a background story on who you are and about Linden.
So Linden is a contemporary gallery that's based in St Kilda, and we have
Is it in St Kilda? It might be around the corner from my house. I've never seen the place.
And I've never seen you walk past the gallery either, David. So it's a large Victorian building, and about 2 years ago we had a bit of an extension. So we've got a beautiful sort of glass box entry as well, which is quite contemporary.
And what a beautiful building. Hey, just give us, our listeners that might not know the building, a little bit of the history, because it's got a wonderful history, hasn't it?
It does. It's one of those really great buildings that tells kind of a bit of a history of Melbourne as well. So the building was built by Michaela Morovitz, who was a Jewish emigre to Australia in the late sort of 1800s. And he came to Australia for the gold rush and made his fortune not mining or panning for gold, but actually by selling textiles and rabbit furs on the goldfield. So much of a fortune that he then built the Grand Mansion in St Kilda, where he and his wife had 14 children.
Whoa!
I know. I think he had probably a different story to tell than she did. And they stayed in the family until about the 1950s, and then it was sold and it became a private hotel called Linden Court. And that's where a lot of post-World War II migrants would come. They, you know, the building was sort of divvied up into separate rooms, and people would come and stay sort of for short-term periods.
Right.
And then
because back in that era, the pier is where a lot of the boats would come in, the St Kilda Pier, didn't they?
Yeah. And there were lots of support agencies for refugees who were coming to Australia in St Kilda as well. So it made sense that they would often find their first home in St Kilda and then often get a job and their own apartments or houses and then move on and start their lives in Australia. And then it was sold in the 1980s to the local council. And since then it's been an art gallery.
And how brilliant of the City of Port Phillip with their support of that gallery and the building. And as you said, a couple of years ago, it was you guys had to move out while it was being renovated, didn't you?
We did. It has probably prepared us well for our current situation that we all find ourselves in.
Yeah.
We were out of our building for about 18 months, and in that time, I think we moved office 8 times.
Whoa.
We kind of popped up in different places.
Yep.
So it's a bit of a challenge, but I think that's been good preparation for where we find ourselves now.
Yeah, yeah. And what it is, it's called New Art because it's all about new artists, isn't it? Well, they're new works.
Yeah, absolutely. So we show the work directly from the artist studio to the gallery. So it's never, work that's rarely seen before.
Yep.
Which is a really exciting thing because it means audiences get to discover something new and exciting. They won't have seen it before. And they get to often then meet the artists and have sort of interesting conversations where they get to learn more about their work.
Yeah. And the wonderful thing about it is, and you didn't have to extend the rooms too much because the grand rooms at the front of the building lend themselves beautiful as gallery space, don't they?
Oh, they do. We've got sort of, you know, stunning old dining rooms that just, you know, look stunning each time we change the show in terms of just being able to reconfigure the space and make it look different each time we put a new exhibition on.
Mm. And how long ago did you join Linden?
I am coming up for 8 years.
Whoa.
Very shortly. Whoa. I know. Sometimes I think it seems a lot longer than that. And other days it feels like, ooh. Really?
Yeah,
how did
yeah.
that happen?
And Gillo, but it must be very exciting for you to be part of a gallery that is showing new art and with the support of the local council. It must be very rewarding for you.
Oh, okay. I'm doing my dream job. You know,
yeah.
it's so exciting to be able to work with artists. It's so exciting to be able to show their work and then find ways for the local community and our broader audiences to come and engage with the gallery and learn more about the works on show. So I have a very lucky life.
Yep. Good on you. And congratulations on that 8 years. You've done a brilliant job since you've been there.
Thank you.
Now, tell us, what is the postcard show?
So the postcard show is probably the most iconic exhibition that Linden does. It
yep.
is so well loved. The only rule is that it has to be a small work, so it's no bigger
yep.
Than 8 by 10 inches. And that allows us to show over 1,000 works in each exhibition. And the works come from all around Australia, so we have established artists and well-recognised names to hobby artists, and, you know, sometimes we have kids who are just painting for the first time. So it's a really kind of eclectic exhibition, but there's lots of little gems that you can discover every
yep.
time you walk through the show.
And the other really interesting side of it is that it's one of the few exhibitions that you have at Linden that you actually can purchase these postcards.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in this current climate, to actually purchase an artwork is a really important thing for an artist. Their confidence, and it gives them that little bit of extra cash to keep them on their way.
Yeah. And so, you know, like you put the call out around Australia, as you said, because people, and it's so well known because this is the 30th year, is that right?
It is. We can't quite believe that it's 30, but yes, it's all grown up now. And what's exciting in this year's exhibition is that we've invited back some of the past winners from over that 30 years. So when you first walk into the first room, there'll be a bit of a surprise with artists many names you'll recognise in terms of the careers that they've gone on to have.
Yep. Brilliant. And you're like, so the only rule is it's got to be a size. What is the size? It's a postcard size,
the
obviously.
Size yeah. is 8 by 10 inches.
Yep. Inches? Did you say inches?
I know.
What is that?
I know. But it's hilarious because all the art materials like standard canvases and things like that, they all come in inches.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they don't come in metric sizes.
Okay.
So we use the kind of art world language. I can give you the exact in centimetres if you like, but it doesn't sound as good. It doesn't roll off the tongue as much.
Right, okay. So when does the call's out now, and when does it open that you can actually start submitting or putting your hand up saying, I want to be part of it?
So entries open on the 14th of July. They
yep.
then close on the 25th of August. And if you just go to the lindenpostcardshow.com.au, you can follow all the links and enter online. And then the exhibition will open on the 24th of October.
You hope?
Look, all things going well. I mean, you are talking to a girl who's just opened a gallery for just shy of a month and then closed it again. we've got some backup plans and we'll do some interesting things no matter what, and
yeah,
we will definitely
will.
Have a show on.
Yep. Even though it might be, you know, like through your computer, you might be viewing it, or you might be able to walk into the gallery. Because what I also love about this postcard exhibition is how you hang it, because, you know, like as you said, 1,000 entries and every single one of them gets shown. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything gets shown. And it's a really exciting kind of thing. And I think one of the things I love about the show is how people come, they bring their friends, their families, and they're so proud to be hanging on the gallery wall.
Yep.
And that is something that always just, it always makes me smile whenever I see it, this kind of really happy kind of sense of that they've achieved something in their, in, and they might just be, you know, might be the first time they've ever submitted the work for an art competition, the first time they've ever hung anything in a gallery. So it's always exciting when you discover that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and it's, I might even paint one. No, I won't, because it would be shocking. It would be shocking if I painted it. Yeah, like a stick. Sorry, it can be a photograph.
Can it be a painting?
Oh. Oh, because I love taking photos.
You do, David. So as long as it's postcard size,
I'll be all right. Yeah. All right. So how do you find out more about it again? What's the website?
It is lindenpostcardshow.com.au.
Brilliant. And thank you. Always a treat talking with you. And we'll see you at the exhibition.
Hopefully, indeed.
Hopefully.
Thanks for the time, David and Neil. See you soon.
Thanks very much, Melinda.
Bye. See you.
Bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.